Now that's Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And the beginning of the visit with Cookie, late Sunday afternoon, 6th of June, 71. Channel 1 over. And the visit with Cookie, just the two of us, Cookie and me, late Sunday afternoon, after we made hay all day, the 6th of June, 1971. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And the visit with Cookie, just Cookie and me, late Sunday afternoon, just before supper time. And Faye got in from her recital, the 6th of June, 1971. Channel 1 over. And the visit with Cookie, late Sunday afternoon, 6th of May, June, 1971. After we finished making the hay and Faye got in from her recital, Channel 1 over, and the visit with Cookie, just Cookie and me, and they delivered, Cookie had, and Franklin had delivered a load to Mr. Ashmore this Sunday afternoon, the 6th of May, June, 1971.
I bet there's more out there than you thought. Or is it?
And he wants he said he would take, next time we cut, he would take another truckload.
Yeah. Well, now, how does he got more judgment than Alvin and them over there?
Right, by, of course, he's paying through the nose for sweet feed. He ain't got nothing for his horses to eat. He got 17 head of horses and 10-acre pasture.
Most of these smart fellas, they won't look at anything unless it's Pangola. And they don't care whether it's good or not, just so it's Pangola.
He had some coastal there.
Yeah.
That was the fourth excuse for head I ever saw. Looked more like pressed wood or sawdust or something like that. It's the darn truth. It was just as yellow as it could be, burnt up in the sun.
Yeah.
And Woody and his throw it into his horses and they'd smell of it and turn around and walk off. Put that hay in there and man, they dove in head first.
They dove, you give them a sample, didn't you?
I give them a sample and boy, they just eat it like it was candy.
Yeah, about
it. That's good, that's nice. Just like it was candy. And them horses was running around there where we strung it when we unloaded it.
Yeah.
Couldn't have every sprig of it.
Yeah.
Every sprig of it. They're getting it up.
They're tired of that old sweet feed.
Tired of that sweet feed and that old wood.
All right. Too much for me. And wait. I'm sorry I got into the hay business. You can't get good hay. You got no way of knowing what good hay is. You never see any.
That's right. This fellow up here at the fish station, he begged me to sell him a whole truckload.
Just on your way?
On my way. He begged me to sell it. He said, just sell me any or all of it. Any part or all of it. I'll buy it all. And I'm sorry, but it's been sold. Well, have you got another truckload? I'll buy another truckload. I said, no,
right?
Sir, I just ain't got it.
Is that right? He just wanted something that they could eat. He didn't care. They ain't looking for labels now.
That's right. Labels makes no difference.
Golly.
But after we got that in the barn, you know, man, it did smell good.
Yes. Yes.
Them horses had their heads sticking through them holes looking at it.
You know, it's just a little bit too dry for it to smell us up out here.
Yeah. There wasn't quite enough of it. And it dried too quick.
Yeah, it just died just like
that's right.
It probably died stuff. Yes, sir. Now, sir, I sometimes wonder whether it's a good thing to get in the A-bit not. You see what they put up with. Yes, sir, that Pangola, it stands up. And then after it lays down a month, they'll still pay a good price for it.
That's right. That's right.
Just so it's Pangola.
And you know the seed in this Bahia, you could hear them horses are cracking the seed on their teeth.
Oh, really?
And you know it's got to be good, guy. It's got to have food value about it, or they wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. Oh, them seeds.
It's just like grain.
Yes, and them seeds not hard.
Not all of them.
These seeds, it just hit it out.
Yeah.
It couldn't be hard, could it?
Not too hard, no. I noticed I pulled a few heads out there, and I noticed it was hard.
Getting hard?
Yeah. That's why I say if it went very long, why, you know, it'd ruin the next crop.
Yeah. I tell you, we'll go up there and look at that next field and see what's up there. Before we quit. He got 17 head of horses up there.
Oh, he's got a beautiful Tennessee Walker stud. Oh, he is. He's a beautiful animal.
Yeah.
He's Boo's babe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a beautiful animal.
So what would you breed him to besides the Walker?
You can breed him to anything.
Yeah.
You're talking about a good colt to breed Molly to him.
Yeah.
Now you would get a fabulous colt.
Yeah. Well, now this thoroughbred, breeding that to Molly, that was...
To me, that was completely out of line.
Completely out of line. You don't want them long legs.
You don't want no thoroughbred. You ain't gonna race no horses. All you want is something that is a pleasure to ride. And if there ever was a pleasure to ride, a Tennessee Walker is a pleasure ride.
Well, what did he breed to this horse for? Just cause it free?
Yeah.
Good horse. Well, it's a good colt.
Yeah, he's a good colt.
But you just don't need all them legs.
You can take and breed, babe. That Maramana. To that Tennessee Walker. You'd get a colt that you could work, you could ride. It would be a pleasure to work her or ride her.
Yeah.
Either one. Sure would.
That's right.
But I don't want no coal.
Just don't need one.
I've got no earthly use for one. I think I sold my Palomino.
Huh?
I believe I sold my Palomino to him, that I just bought. No, but he said, I'll come and look at her for 2.5.
You know.
And I give her around $100 bill for her, guy.
Well, you don't need to. You can just have a little hay. Bait.
That's right. Heck, he'll breed that mare for me for nothing.
Yeah. that, mind you, breed for him.
Sure. If he done me favors like I done him today.
Yeah.
It's like I told him. I said, Mr. Alex Ward, ain't everybody I'm going to do this for.
Yeah.
I said, you're an old man. You're crippled. You ain't able to lift this hay.
Yeah. Yes, this hauling and all.
That's right. I said, now anybody else, I wouldn't do this for.
That's right. Nice picture. I was worn out. I'm tired. I could have stopped and talked. But I just didn't have the talk in me right
then. I didn't lose it, by gosh. I wanted to get it off my mind.
And here he come with his little grandchild, just sailing across there, walking across there.
And detaining Frank, and I motioned for Frank to wind that thing out. I give him that. And then he took off.
Yeah. He hit over there just the wrong time.
Now, Frank, he likes it.
He'd learn it over there now, could he?
Yeah, he can pick it up and walk.
Because ain't anybody bothering him.
That's right, nobody to bother him. Now, last year when Nick was here, year before last, Nick kind of agitated him.
Nick Strawboss? Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I kept thinking, after you left, I came in here and I ate a little bite, and you know, I'm about to drop, just about to drop. And I remembered the way we used to say, if a fella, you know, been doing something, and just wore out and dry and everything like that, if he just keeps moving, it hardens him. But if he just sits down and drinks soda pop and goes to sleep, it just weakens him.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you come in from a day's work, you just go in there and wash your face and change your clothes and light out again.
That's right. Keep right on the go.
Many a time.
Many a time. And worked all night long.
Yeah. If you had somebody to see, you just go ahead and go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, and just come in and wash your face and change your clothes and eat a bite and...
Okay, well, I'll see you when I get back and just move on.
Yeah.
I'm going to come by Everett's Wednesday evening, have Frank meet me here, and meet me up at Micanopy's, that thrift station there on the corner, the 441.
Oh, yeah, that is thrift now.
Yeah, I'm going to have him to meet me there with the truck. We'll park my car, go on over to Everett's, get the truck, come back through that way, pick up the car and the trucks, and go on in home with them.
You going to pull it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got my tow bar.
Yeah.
I'll put it right behind that Ford pickup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everett's going to take his tractor and pull it down to the highway for me. So I won't have to mess around in that soft sand up
that
driveway.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to take his tractor and take it down to the down to the highway for me.
Yeah. Well, he gonna get that off his hands. Now that you're not even going into the motor.
No, not right now. No, I'm just going to pull it out and put it out of the end.
Where would you come by one of those motors?
Pond's junkyard up here at Hawthorne. I had that in the back of my head all the time because I knew he had the car, see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can take this motor that I take out of his truck, see?
Yeah.
It's just like the one that's in my Chrysler car. My old blue Chrysler, you remember?
Yeah.
The old 51, I still got it. It's sitting in the back of the house. I'm going to keep it.
Here's
I can take it and the motor that's in it and make a jam-up engine for it. And drive it.
Oh.
Have an antique automobile. Put a $5 tag on it next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, it's 20 years old. 51, 61, 71.
And that's antique?
Yeah.
And then you can get to it whenever you come to get around to it.
Whenever I get around to it.
Just let it set there and it won't freeze any harder.
It won't freeze no harder.
But you got a motor from Pond's junkyard.
Yeah, just, I mean, it'll set right in there. It won't have to change a thing.
It's all right.
It's all right. I heard it run.
You heard it run?
I done heard it run. Yes, sir.
Well, that means you can get right into the watermelon season.
That's right. That's one reason I'd kind of like to have next weekend to do that, see?
Sure. Yes. You can't do that after supper.
No.
Well, yes, sir.
Here's the money for the hay. There's $32 in cash, and I got $3 worth of gas.
Collect the money. Mister, you've been out so much on that stuff, you just put that in your pocket, or in your parts, and all. What did Mr. Eastman have in mind yesterday when he said, talking about that block, wooden block, when you were bradding those plates in?
Well, what he said.
I couldn't quite visualize it.
He would take a wooden block, see? Okay. He would lay his rivet, he would put his rivet in the holes.
Yeah.
Then he would drive it down in that wooden block.
Yeah.
To make it go pull together good and tight, see?
Oh.
But as loose as them rivets fit, that wouldn't do a bit of good.
Yeah. Well, now he's done all them things.
Now, he's talking about leather. I think he's a little bit confused there. Now,
yeah.
We used to do that when we was riveting leather together.
Oh, yes. Oh,
then
yes.
Your leather would stick to your rivet, see?
Oh, yes.
Then you could put your burr on it and brad it.
I see.
I think that's what he was speaking of now. I think he was just a little bit confused.
Yes. Well, I see, if he'd taken a hold of it and, you know, got the feel of it a minute or two, it'd come back to him.
It'd come back to him, yeah. But see, I was putting a different type of knife on that bar than what came off of it.
Much thicker.
Much thicker, much harder to work with.
Are they harder to work with?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But once you get them on there, you can't hardly wear them out, and you can't hardly break them. You can go out here and cut stuff as big as your thumb with them.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to break them. Or them other things, if you hit something as big as your thumb, you're going to break it just like that.
It just flakes. I can see that coming in front and get you some water. There may be some cold in there if you want it. I never drink cold. This is fresh right there. You open up and get you some cold. Or look in there and see what you got.
But,
He's done about it. I don't think he's done much mechanic work.
No, I don't think so.
But he's worked with now that wheel. You see, I'll bet you he'd just be as good as a blacksmith on that.
He would. I'm gonna try my best to get him to fix it because I've got enough confidence in him to think that he would do a good job on it.
Yeah. Now what would you do? Take your wheel down there.
Yeah. Just take it down and leave it. So now look here, fix it when you get time.
Yeah. And let me see now. You've got to get a curve in that piece of oak.
That's right. That's right. Now I've got to find a piece of oak 3 by 6. It's got to be 3 inches thick and 6 inches wide, at least. To get enough curve to put in there where he'll have to cut that rotten out.
Three by six. Now this is the way the wheel goes around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now it's going to be 3 inches thick like this.
No, it'll be...
3 inches this way.
Yeah, 3 inches through this way. Because it's 2 5/8 inches. Why?
Yeah.
It's got a 3-inch tire on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, in order to get your curve like this, it'll have to be 6 inches wide to get enough wood for you to cut your curve out.
Oh, you got to cut both sides. And a jigsaw do it?
Yep, jigsaw do it.
When it's hot. Now he got to put that in hot water.
That's right.
And leave it how long?
You have to boil it 3 or 4 hours.
That long?
Yeah, to get that wood warm all the way through, yeah. The same temperature all the way through.
That's a big job, isn't it?
Sure is.
Now, how long can he work it after he does that? Half an hour?
Yeah, half.
Before it hardens again?
Yeah, 3/4 of an hour, maybe an hour, I don't know. It takes a long time to cool down.
He doesn't have to hurry.
No, he'd have time to get it cut out.
Well, now, what has he got? Is he going to bend it or cut it?
He'll bend it part of the way, but he'll still have to cut some of it.
What's he going
to
bend it with?
That's his problem.
It is.
That's why I can't do it, because I ain't got enough sense to do it.
You haven't got enough sense to do the bending. Huh?
That's right.
Like he'd have to have something. I never saw that done.
In order for him to bend, the reason he's got to bend it is this. Whenever he puts it in there in place, it's got to have enough tension on it to hold itself in there.
Yes. Yes.
Now that is
the... nails won't do it.
You can't nail it. There ain't no way to nail it.
Can't bolt it in.
No, because they just ain't no way to bolt it.
Yeah.
It's got to go in there, and it's got to be strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet.
Well, now that's he wasn't jumping at that sand.
But he kicked it through his mind, and he said, "I believe I could do it."
Yeah.
Then he got off on this boat deal, you know. The way they built the bows for the boat and all that
kind of. What was that? Yeah, so he's done it. Wait a minute now.
He's done it.
He made them molds. Did he put concrete in it? How did he set that boat down in the dirt?
I don't know. He didn't get to that.
He didn't say how.
He didn't say how, but he said he molded those bows and they were straight grained. They bent them. But he put them down in a piece of tubing, filled it full of water, and then built a fire around it.
I don't see it. I'm lost.
Well, just like this right here was a piece of tubing.
Yes.
He put a tube or two down inside that and filled it full of water.
Yes.
Then built him a fire around it.
Oh.
And boiled that water and boiled them for gosh knows how long.
Yes. Now that was him and somebody else.
Yeah, I forget who he was talking about.
Him and his brother-in-law or somebody.
Yeah.
And that's up the country.
Mm-hmm. That's New York State.
And that was a boat.
They
put the ribs in it.
Yeah. There's two bales of hay in that hay baler. I want them out because of the raw dampness and rust and stick.
Yeah.
Because we learned the hard way, didn't we?
We learned that lesson. I don't believe it takes long to start that rusting.
And after you get them out, get some oil and oil over those bottom plates, and they won't rust.
Just plain old motor oil?
Just plain old motor oil, so go do that right now. And then you can go home.
So ain't it finished, I'm going then.
Huh?
So ain't that done, I'm going then. Alright?
Alright, when you put that hay in there, make sure you put it back where that horse can get to it. You hear? He was home at 12:05.
Don't tell me. Mm-hmm. That must have been hard on him.
And he only drove 41 miles.
Yeah. You checked it?
I checked it before he left, and I checked it this morning.
Yeah.
41 miles is all he drove.
Yeah. How far are you from over there?
20 miles.
Is it that far?
It's 20 miles exactly from the front of my house to that station that I had.
Yeah.
Well, I know what he done. He went off of Hawthorne Road about a half a mile and took his girlfriend home. Then he come back. Now, that's what he done.
That's all he went out of the way.
That's all he went out of the way. And he didn't leave home until 8:30. He had to be there at 9 o'clock. And he was back home by 12:05.
Yeah. Well, that's hard on the old man.
I didn't go to sleep. I didn't even lay down till they all come home. They wouldn't have been no use.
Wouldn't have been any use. They come in and say everybody up. They say, well, look at that. Why don't they go on and...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they said. What are you doing up? I'm waiting for you all to come home.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. That's the most moderate he's been.
Since January. This January. That's 6 months.
There used to be an old man lived next to us, and he was a right modest fella. You could just run over him everything. He's all right. But when he went out on a trip, He put on them kid gloves, and he sat back in that car, and it was spotless. And he just moved. And he didn't idle. He went on. As far as I know, that's the only time he ever showed in his spirit. So you see how it must be a great temptation.
It must be.
Everybody rides them, you see. Everybody tell them how to do something.
And just like that boy that Frank used to run around with. He quit school. Same grade as Frank.
Yeah.
He'd been driving for. Without a license for about 3 years. They caught him. Driving without a license.
Yeah.
Cost his daddy about $500. So, then he quit school. He won't stay home. He's just all over the country. Well, that ain't good influence on nobody.
No.
So, I told Frank, I said, Frank, better let him alone. He's gonna get in trouble. And before that boy is 20 years old, he'll be in serious trouble. Because you can't tell him nothing. You cannot tell him anything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
His parents just let him do as he pleased.
Yeah. They don't try.
They don't try, no. Just like Laura and I was the junior and senior prom Friday night. Yesterday evening, the majority of the juniors and seniors came back home. Yesterday evening, they was out with their boyfriends and girlfriends and stayed all night long and all day yesterday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They go to the beach or anywhere they want to.
They turn them loose. Oh, I said, now, wouldn't that have been a pretty thing coming in here this hour in the day from last night? He said, I'd lost $40.
If you get away with it the way you are going, you'd be one in a thousand. So just keep your fingers crossed now. But now, once she gets a taste of that, I don't see how she can change. Well, these that stay out all night, they're the ones that are loose ends all the time.
Yeah.
They're the ones hard to please, you see.
Well, her working is the best thing that ever happened to her. Of course, when she comes home, she has give out.
She's also got something to talk about.
That's right. She got some experience. She experiences something new every day.
Yeah. Not all pleasant, but some of it is. At least it's what goes on.
Yeah.
Who this fella that Webb?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Foots.
Foots Webb.
You see, she went through school with all of them. Well, see, she graduates with one of his kids tonight. His own oldest boy graduates from high school tonight.
So he's a family man.
Yeah, but separated. But just to think now, she watched him die.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks ago.
And she knew that he'd been on that drunk all that
That's
time.
Right.
She knew about that.
She knew about
Everybody, it. A lot of people knew about it.
Everybody knew about it. And she come in last night. She said, "Daddy, we've got another one with the DTs. Drunken Trembles. They're looking for her to die in time."
That's in the hospital?
Right there at the hospital.
And she sees all that going on?
She sees all that going on.
And see, Marvin and them, Mrs. Gus went over there just to get the car service, that old truck service.
Yeah.
And the boy said, "What sort of oil do you use?" And he said, "Foot's nose." Or ask him, something like that. And the boy said, "He ain't here." Or "Can't ask him," or something like that, you know. And he says, "Well, what's the reason?" Now, that's coming right at you. He'd been dead and buried 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he didn't know he's even anything wrong with him. Oh, it's got so, if you don't see people for a while, you're kind of afraid to ask.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Cookie, we've made some progress with that old mower, haven't we?
Yes, sir. We sure have.
What'd you do to that?
Just put them wear plates in there.
Where'd they go?
Underneath the hold down clip.
That looks pretty green considering how dry it is.
Yeah.
Underneath what?
Underneath the hold down clip. See, I put new clips and new wear plates, and I bought them new sections.
Yeah. Now the sections, you got a set of them for $6.
Right. And I've got six left over.
And you got two sets?
No,
or just one set?
Just one set.
One set's enough for two blades?
No, it takes 18 to the blade.
Yeah.
No, it takes 22 to that blade. And I got, there was 30 in the box. I've got 8 left over. I've got half enough for my horse drawn mower machine. Next thing we ought to buy a set of guards.
Yeah.
A new set of guards for that mower machine will cost about $40.
That much?
A set. Yes, sir. They're about $2 a piece.
Oh, man.
Then we'll have the same as a new mower machine.
What's the, what brings that price up to a guard?
They've always been high.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe there's more to them than I realize.
There's a lot to them. They're the most important part of a mower machine, actually.
Yeah. $40. $2 a piece. Well, I tell you, when you coming up by, coming in, you just been around twice. You coming in there, and I could tell you wasn't in second gear. And it just soaring away.
Now last year, a year before last, when we first got that mower, we had to cut in second gear all
the time. Oh yes. And race it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Second gear all the time.
Yes. And we kept that tractor humming. Now, Nick raced around there in third gear, but it didn't cut it.
It pulled it.
Yes.
Right, now, those thick, heavy spots over there, why, it just quickly whacked right on through there.
Yes. Well, that's where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Now the Baylor Cody, them's the first sizable bales we've had. Now we've had big bales before, but there's always something wrong with them. That maybe the hay was wet or something. And we get a great big old bale. But by and large, the bales have been about half size and they weren't heavy.
They was pretty, held our weight pretty well all the way through. Because I unloaded every one of them over there to the ceiling.
Yeah. But now you didn't change the back part where you twisted.
No. I didn't change it after I once set it today.
Yeah.
I set it down there and I could tell I checked the first bale and it was all right, so we just kept on motivating.
It was that other jigger up there.
Yeah.
It slipped down.
That's right.
Now, what is that? The trip?
That's right. That's what trips it.
So it had slipped down on that stand that held it.
Right. And it was tripping too soon. And you was getting a bale about that long.
Yeah.
And these bales come out about that long. A good sized bale.
That's a mighty simple thing, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
To bend it. Hanging over us all this time.
And I used a wooden, just a wooden wedge to hold it up there.
Well, what is it? You got a little more time where you can put your mind on a little bit more.
That's right. You can think. I've not got a load on my shoulders all the time.
Yeah.
I've got a load, but not such a heavy load. I'll put it that way.
You got enough to do. Keep your mind occupied.
Yeah, but I ain't got the load this year that I had last year and the year before and the year before that.
You actually don't have anything aggravating you right now.
Nothing at all.
That's been unusual.
I owe a little bit. I owe a few people, but I ain't worrying about them. I won't let them do that.
But I mean, you're nothing aggravating you.
No. I guess the kids run around on the automobiles is it aggravates me more than anything else.
Yeah.
Especially when I don't know where they're at. What they're into. Now, Laura, I know exactly where she's at.
Yeah. But the others will get in the car and go off somewhere, and you won't know where they are.
Just like Frank. Now, he left you in that truck. He left you about 15 to 6. It'll take him to 7 o'clock to get home, I'll bet you a quarter. He just got to goof around so much.
Yeah. Well, now, that Alice Chalmers, it looks so simple once it works, don't it? Now, did you bend that piece of iron?
No, I cut it and then welded it together. I cut it. Cut it in 3 pieces.
Oh.
I took one piece and laid it up on like that and welded it. And another one laid it up on the end like that and welded it, see?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
My bolt comes down through this way.
Oh. Oh, I see what you
it
mean.
It can't come out.
Yeah.
The pin that holds the drawbar in, it can't come out.
So how much you lap it?
About half inch.
Is that all?
That's all. I welded it here and I welded it underneath. And I got 2 big holes right here and bolted up to the bottom of the tractor.
You put them holes in there before you welded it.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you mark it there and hold it so you weld it where you want it?
I just marked it with a pencil, held it up there and stuck it.
And then took it out and...
worked it over.
That's simple.
Yeah.
Now that, what was that? A half inch cut?
Yeah.
Heavy material, heavy...
heavy stuff, yes, sir.
But it didn't take much of it.
No. Took a piece about... well, I cut a piece off 12 inches long and 2.5 inches wide. That's
yeah.
All I used.
Now, you use the same bolts?
Same bolts. The same bolts.
And they was long enough?
They went way at that. Well, actually, no, they're not long enough. But if you get one any longer, I mean, if you get the next length, it's going to be too long.
Now, that must be a pretty heavy bolt.
It is. It's a 3/4 inch.
Pretty hard.
It's hard, yeah. It's case hardened. They're case hardened bolts.
Yeah. Now, that'll hold as long as you keep it tight.
Right.
But once you let it give it a little play,
it'll come off of it like it did before.
That's when it busts everything.
And we never did find that old bracket out there, did we? Heck, it maybe we may have lost it back over here somewhere.
Okay, well, I forget where now. We were hitched to the baler, and the baler came off. And it seemed like we was out there. So it ought to be out there, ought it?
It ought to be, but we didn't rake it up, did we?
Because we started with that baler out. On the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gave way. I don't know if you were here or not.
No, I wasn't here. Frankie and Willie was here.
Oh.
That was last year.
Yeah. And they wasn't worth a damn. Willie was hurting, you see, that liver here was just giving him fits. All the lip had been taken out. All he had was his skin and that cardboard on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, for a man who'd never had ache or pain, you see,
that's awful.
That's right smart. Now, I've never had anything like that, so I don't know what he's going through. But I remember he come out there, and he was laying it off to me. He says, money, dollars, and cents. Don't mean a thing. You know, Willie can't get mad. He can fight, but he never flies off. I don't believe he ever flew off. I don't know what it is. No, sir. And he squatted down there and said it all over again. And he went ahead and we sort of cleared that field out there.
And they threw it in the barn down here and just tore it
just
all.
Stowed it.
Just tore it all to pieces.
Yes. Yes.
Now me and Frank took that we got today over there and stacked it in Mr. Ashmore's barn.
Yeah.
I mean, just the width of the bale.
Yeah.
Stacked it up there, 5 high. Stay there just as pretty as you please.
You know, I was saying, when I came out of there, I felt like I used to feel when I come out of the field, you know. It's, you know, when you're working. I tell you, all my muscles was tired. They weren't aching, but they were tired.
Yeah.
But it was a rather pleasant feeling. It works all the meanness out of you. Now, you know, the men and the women was like that, used to be. You see, your mother works hard, your daddy.
Yeah.
Not as heavy, probably.
But longer hours.
Yes. And also, stooping over, gathering, picking...
beans and peas and digging potatoes and... No, my grandmother always used to say, man's work is from sun to sun, sun up to sun down, and a woman's work is never done.
Yeah, it just keeps right on.
A woman's work is never done.
But you see, they had them sheets that they washed and dried out in the sun and brought them in and put them on the bed, and it still smelled like the sunshine.
That's right. And rubbed them out on an old scrub board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well?
And wrung them out by hand. Wrung the water out by hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now that ringing, Cookie, took more out of them than anything else. That took
a lot of strength.
That took strength.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now when them old ringers come on, you see, you just...
yeah.
Why didn't you do that? But that was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was just late. Or that helped a little bit. What we used to drink in the summertime, we didn't have all this soda pop, you see. I remember we used to have some sort of beer. It was
homebrew.
No, it was... what is that stuff? It sparkled a little bit. What sort of... well, they called it beer. It wasn't beer.
Up home, we used to drink a lot of apple cider.
Yes. Yes. Iced tea, of course. That goes way back, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the ice, now, you'd get the ice whenever you went to the store.
Yeah, you buy block ice.
Yeah. Now, that ice been plentiful for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you just use it until it is gone, and then you'd wait a few days and get some more?
That's right.
Nobody had it all the time.
No. Mama used to, in the corner of her, in the corner of the cellar, that even built in there what we call the milk cooler.
Yes.
It was about 3 foot square and about 5 inches deep. All right, we put about, fill that about half full of water.
Yes.
All right, we set our milk in there, you know. Well, in the summertime, that water would just get, this is cold, I mean, it'd stay cold. Well, that would keep your milk cold. Keep it from spoiling, you know, in the summertime.
Yeah.
And Mama's kept milk in there for a week at a time. It wouldn't spoil.
But now, that was right there in the ground.
Right there in the ground. Right there in the fruit cellar. We
in
call
the fruit
it.
Cellar. And he just put some water in there.
Yeah, well, he... took cement, you know, and built a little basin there,
yeah.
About 3 foot square,
yeah.
And put it all about 2 inches of water in it,
yeah.
2.5 inches.
And that water would stay cold.
Stay cold, except your great big glass bowls of milk down in it, you know.
Yeah.
That way nothing couldn't get in it.
Yeah.
No ants or nothing could get in it.
Yeah.
And stay cold, I mean, just it'd make your teeth ache to drink it.
Well, you didn't need everything cool.
But we kept water in there. Had one of these big clear 5-gallon glass jugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
we keep that in the cellar all the time, summertime, cold.
All you gotta do is set that down?
Just set it in there and leave it overnight. Well, next morning, when we went to the field, well, we'd take us a jug of cold water.
Yeah.
A gallon jug of cold water.
Well water, spring water, any sort of water.
Spring water.
Tastes better.
Yeah. We had one of these stone jugs, a gallon. And water would stay cold in it for a long time.
Yeah.
We'd take a gallon jug in the morning and we'd refill it at noon, take it back.
Just the food, you know, we always left it right on the table, overage, and
that's
it just
right.
Keeps flying and stuff like
that. That's right, that's right.
And you take greens, which is good like that as it was hot at dinner.
Greens and beans and potatoes.
You didn't need the heat then.
No, no. All you needed was a hot pan of cornbread for supper.
Yeah.
You had it made, man. You could eat. Maybe Mom would fry cook some meat.
Yeah.
Fresh meat.
Yeah. Yeah, just for the taste.
Yeah.
It seemed to me like we drank more buttermilk than anything else.
Yeah. Buttermilk and cornbread.
And I remember when I realized that buttermilk could be rich if you wanted it rich. Or it can be just skimmed, you see, and just that old. But it tasted just as good skimmed as it did with some of the cream left in it. Oh, I don't know what made that taste so good. But that will come in.
You all just having lunch?
Yes, we're ready for supper now. Yes. This, Faye, look here. Took the hay and collected the money. Now that's uncommon. And furthermore, he's glad to get the hay.
And said, I'll take another load anytime you can get it.
This bunch over yonder, you see, we couldn't even give it away, could we?
That's right.
I don't know what it is.
That's the kind of.
How many did you wind up with?
I took him 40 bales. See, he's going to take some to that little girl and take some home for our horses. I think he had 20 bales on the truck.
Well, that's pretty good.
60 bales. I think that's all we had. But,
that's good. I considered when I was afraid it was going to be out there.
Look at that, wagon with the metal wheels that Mr. Eastman said he run into west of Lowell or somewhere down here. That would change the feel of the thing. The only thing that'll do is help you turn around.
Yeah, make it easier on the horse.
Be able to back.
Yeah. See, that big wagon that I got, it's hard to back, and it's hard to pull. It pulls so high on them. See, the lower you can keep your double tree and single trees, the better it is on your horses. If you get it up high, it's the harder it is on them.
I never realized that. How did you notice that?
Well, My dad always told me that, and I can see why. You see that collar, when it fits around her neck,
yeah.
It fits on a slope.
Yeah.
All right? If you're pulling square against that,
yeah.
It don't pull up and choke them.
You mean if you're pulling at an angle?
Pulling at an angle.
Where it's square against the collarbone,
right.
Whatever it is.
Why, it don't pull up and choke them.
Yeah.
Where if you're pulling straight back,
yeah.
Well, you have a tendency to pull that collar up, and it'll choke your horses. They don't pull true on their shoulders.
Well, what's the advantage of those high wheels like on your wagon?
That was for wading mud.
Yeah.
Ruts,
that's right.
But it'd be easy on the horse if you had a smaller wheel.
Smaller wheel.
And a flatter wheel.
That's right, to where it would drop it, drop your double tree down lower, it would pull on an angle and square against your shoulder.
Do you want a wider wheel?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
There's one, of course, those metal wheels, they won't... you won't have to put spokes in or anything, or that outside part. What do you call that?
Fellers.
Yeah. I guess that's the way they always done that. Heated them, boiled them.
Yeah.
One way or another. Barbara, when she was here, said these little cars, you could feel the ground. You feel like you're riding on the earth. You're not forgotten that. And after that, I noticed it when I was riding in the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And it's an entirely different feel, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Now, I wonder if the children notice that when they don't notice it unless somebody speaks of it.
There's an entirely different feel between the wagon, that wagon of mine, and one of these trailers out here, yours. You know what I mean?
Well, now,
I'll tell you where I get it at. Your trailer has got rubber wheels and tires on it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You never get a sudden jolt.
Yes.
Where on the wagon, when that wheel drops off, it hits solid now.
Yes.
It don't bounce and don't rock. I mean, it just hits solid and stays there.
Yeah. Yeah. So your rubber tire gives you spring.
Gives you spring.